Mark Conlon, good afternoon and welcome to Northside Today.
Good afternoon. Thank you for your time. Thanks for having me.
Mark, I have to ask you, are you absolutely bonkers to be doing what you're doing? And in saying that, will you kindly tell the listeners exactly what it is you are doing?
I will indeed. I will indeed. I'm running a marathon every day for as long as I can to try and represent the struggle that our homeless people go through on a daily basis. Now, I know I'll never get close to that struggle, but I'm going to try and show people just what they go through daily. I'm also raising funds for Peter McFerry Trust. Now, I came up with this idea about 2 weeks ago, and I always wanted to do a video as well to get the homeless, their voices across. They're never heard. So I am delighted to announce that we have a video, we have it made, and Sinn Féin TD, Owen O'Brien, is going to view that video, and he's invited me and my team into Leinster House then, where the video with all the homeless people being interviewed is going to be watched, and we'll have a presentation there. So I'm delighted to announce that for a start.
Nice one. So we get an exclusive scoop here on Near FM as well, do we, Mark?
For
those people who don't know, and I'm sure that there are very few of them around, we're talking 26 miles a day, Mark. Now, in conditions like we're experiencing at the moment, that is beyond grueling.
It is indeed, yeah. It starts a lot earlier than that. I'm up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I cycle down to my job, SPT Security on the Lewis, and I'd like to say a big thank you to them for supporting me. So when I get there, I get the Lewis into Bussaras, and a big shout out to Dublin Bus as well, because they let me stand there chatting to them, tell them about what I'm doing. Just a few stops down to Westwood Gym that I'd like to thank in Clontarf. They've kindly given me a month free membership. So when I get there, then the marathon starts. I put my bag in a ditch with water, and I'm away for the day. Now, I have to say, if it's okay to say a thank you to a few people.
Go ahead.
I'd like to say a big thanks to and Carl and the Happy Out Cafe there in Clontarf, the Bats, I said Westwood Fitness Club, Discount Supplements in Clondalkin Village, Paul Stewart in Pure Class Fitness, me team, Jerry Copeland, Ronan Quinn, Helen Smith, Peter Searshall, Trevor Conlon, Noel Ward, Sandra Doyle, Noel Murphy, Ashley McDermott, and Kieran Florence. Obviously, Colin for putting me through to yourself. And that's basically it. A lot of them deserve, you know, they work at food tables and they work all over the country helping homeless. So when we do go in and we get a chance to speak in the Dáil, we are going to make sure that we come across good. We're going to make sure we speak for our homeless, and we're going to make sure we get some answers about this crisis, you know.
Mark, can I ask you, of all the charities that are out there, why did you pick this one? Now, I know you have, you know people and stuff like that, but...
Yeah. Well, that's a good question. Now, last year, we had a crew, Noel Ward, Sandra Doyle, Noel Murphy and myself and Peter Searshall. We went around in a camper van. We ran 22 days, 50k a day for the homeless. And we had a great backing from Dublin Bus and STT Security. But unfortunately, I didn't feel like we'd done enough, like we got enough out there. So this video is really showing it's what I wanted. It's the homeless people, it's their voice, and they're being heard. So that's the most important thing. It's not about me running. That is to show the struggle, and it's to raise money for Peter McFerry, but it's more about the voice of the homeless getting heard, their homeless people getting heard. So I'm delighted that that's happening anyway. You say why I do it. I see it every day walking with STT Security on the Lewis and just around town. It's everywhere now. It's whether they're staying in hostels, temporary accommodation, or sleeping on the streets, they literally have nothing to do during the day. They're walking the streets. It's miserable for them, you know. They're getting put out early. They're having to go to food tables. Now, we interviewed a woman that has 5 kids, and she, God bless her, like she's 2 of them in a buggy and the rest of them running around. And then, God bless the men and women with drink problems, probably because they're homeless and they've nothing else to be doing with their time. They're around as well, and the kids are there, and they're seeing it at that age to be seeing that this has to stop. The government need to do something about this, and they need to get families that are in temporary accommodation housed quicker. They need to make hostels safer because people are afraid to go into them. You have people with mental health issues, people with drink and drug problems, and someone that's just come out of a relationship, all mixed in the same room, and they can't close the door. You know, just people being robbed. So there's a lot that has to change, and there'll be a lot that we'll be talking about over the next few weeks.
And Mark, for anybody listening who would like to donate or sponsor or contribute, how would they go about doing it?
Yeah, well, thanks very much. They can look up Mark Conlon on Facebook. I always find that's easier, and you can see the Peter McFerry Trust T-shirt. And then if they have a look down, there's a charity link. But if they want as well, it's www.idonate/marathonadayforPMVTrust. That's how they could. And it'd be great. And thank you, everyone, so far for the donations, being very generous.
Now, the plan, Mark, as I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that you're going to run a marathon every day for a month, OK?
I am indeed, yeah. I am indeed.
And this is we're into day six today, right?
We're only day six, yeah. Don't remind me.
A marathon is 26 miles. So how many miles have you done today?
Today I'm on 17 miles so far today, and you know, I was struggling, and I went into the Happy Out cafe there, and they gave me a drink of water. They're doing it every day, you know, with the heat. I have my own bag stashed as well, you know, so I don't have to bother them every day. But just in case I forget, I have something that I'd like to put out there for the homeless today. If I could dedicate a song to them today, would that be okay?
We'll do our best for you.
And just as I'm doing that, a dog has run up to me and he's jumping all over me. It's Shawn Mendes, In My Blood. And basically the words of the song just remind me of how strong our homeless people are and how they never give up. And I just want to say that I'm not going to give up on them until I get something positive. I can't promise everything, but I won't stop until I get something positive done. And I'd love to dedicate that to them today, to anyone that's struggling out there, homeless or with drink or drug problems, just to dedicate that song to them today.
Well, Mark, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for joining us at very short notice. And I suppose the good news is you've 17 done, but the bad news is you've another 9 to do.
That's no problem at all.
Just as a matter of interest, do you do the same route every day, or do you vary your route at all?
Well, I'll tell you, I have to have a shout-out to East of Ireland Marathon. So I've about 70 out of my 150-odd marathons done with them, and with Tadger Copeland and Dublin Bay Running Club, my club. That's where I do most of my marathons. I ran the first one with them in Balbriggan, and every other one is going to be either here, or if I get any offers to do them somewhere else, I will, because, to be quite honest, I'm getting sick of the sight of this place. And I normally love it out here in Clontarf. But now, it is a struggle, but I have in my mind, I know why I'm doing it, I know. So it's going to be okay. I'll just struggle through every day, you know, take one day at a time.
Well, Mark, listen, all that remains for us here in ERFM to do is to wish you the best, to thank you for doing it on behalf of the homeless sector, and I wish you luck, and I also would implore you to be careful, because not the weather for running a marathon every day, so just mind yourself, because good people are hard to come by. And with that in mind, Sean, you asked for something, and here it is for you. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Bye-bye.
Thanks. God bless.